morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in for our devotion again. I'm sorry it's out a bit late. Last night we had this wonderful thing in South Africa that we call load shedding, and I had the 6 to 9 o'clock slot, which is a difficult one, but a fun one to try and work out what you're going to do in that time. To a believer, though, there is also load shedding, but a wonderful, fulfilling, refreshing kind of load shedding. And we're going to look at that now in Matthew 11. We're going to look at verses 28 and 30. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." He was talking here to the children of Israel at the time. And it extends to us today. It's an invitation, an offer of discipleship. And in the context, the children of Israel, the Jews, were under the strict laws of the Pharisees, the strict rules, and every minor detail had to be obeyed and followed. And this law brought about much guilt and shame for not fulfilling it, for not living up to the expectations. But moreover, it was just impossible to fulfill. It was a massive burden. Even Paul says in his New Testament epistles, I think it's in Romans, he didn't know what sin was until the law got given to him, speaking about the Jews. Unless the law said, do not commit adultery, how did he know he was committing adultery? So the idea of that is that the law pointed out our sins. The Mosaic law pointed out who we really were. And then the Pharisees just all added a whole lot of other funny little laws on top of that. But the point is that it was impossible to fulfill. And that's a great and massive burden that these people had to bear. And Jesus says, come to me. I'm gentle, I'm humble. Live like me. Serve like me. Love like me. My yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Following Jesus is refreshing. Following Jesus gives us rest. It gives us hope. It's not weary. It doesn't bring us down like the law did. And like I said, it extends to us today. What restrictions, what kind of extra stuff do we put on ourselves? What kind of load do we add onto ourselves that prevents us from truly experiencing the rest and the comfort that we have in Jesus Christ? He's not saying it's going to be an easy time. He said, you know, in this world you're going to have trouble, but it's going to give us rest, certainly more than, you know, the law, certainly more than all the extra stuff we add onto ourselves. So I want to say to you today, there is a load shedding in Christ that is wonderful. There's a load shedding in Christ that gives us rest. There is a load shedding in Christ that gives us power, not takes it away. So I want to encourage you, load shed. Let Christ load shed. Skim off all that extra stuff that you don't need and just get back to the heart of it. Get back to serving Jesus, to loving like Him, and to becoming like Him in everything. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word to us this morning. Thank you for showing us that there is a load shedding that is wonderful. And it's not a load shedding unique to South Africa, but to everyone all across the world. It's not a load shedding unique to Israel, but to all of us, to Gentiles as well. And we thank you for that. Thank you that there's rest in Christ. Thank you that we can load shed all the guilt and shame, all the sin, all the extra legality, all the extra legalism that we don't need, and just get back to the basics, get back to the simple life of the offer of discipleship that you have offered. And we thank you and bless you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.